right, friends, family, team, season 13, episode 8. Brady, Cliff, Brady. What's up, dude?
What's up, dude? Cliff, Brady, Cliff.
Yeah. That shall not be named. This is a great episode. As you know, every sport is almost being played right now, and the sport that isn't being played picked more people to play for their sport.
Yeah, this they did.
Week. Yeah, so there's like a lot of stuff going on sports-wise, but you know me and Brady can't dive in right to sports. We need some mind melters, some enjoyment to get the gooses, flooses, and looses. You know what I mean, Brady?
Floose.
Matt.
Eber.
There it is, and we're ready to rock. See how easy that is these days?
It's called improv, folks.
Look it up or don't. I was just gonna say that. All right, Brady, let's get it. Can't come get me. I'm in the windy city. So you can come get me. I'm in the windy city. Be kit like a Louisville slugger, and I'm pointing center field. Cause I've been seeing this coming round the bend. Get the bands by the trend next summer on the man. Quit playing, got a plan for my commas, huh? This shit is a breeze. Me and my ego, we thick as some thieves. I got tricks up my sleeve, and I'm playing for keeps. I don't answer to no one. All right. Season 13, episode 8, and I like that we're starting with a game.
So, I'm going to say 3, 2, 1. You're going to say a word, and we're not going to stop until we get to the same word. Ready? Right. 3, 2, 1.
Baseball.
Monkey. All right?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1.
Softball.
Base.
Oof.
3, 2, 1. Hit. Umpire.
Oof. Hold on. We got to think. Hit an umpire.
Oh.
Oh. All right, let's try.
Can we do a person?
No. It's just words. Okay. Just words. Hit, umpire. Let's try. 3, 2, 1.
Foul. Coach.
I was thinking foul tip.
Yeah, I got you.
Behind the umpire. You're thinking coach, foul, coach. Come on. Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Technical.
Ejected. Oh, damn. Oh.
All right.
So
all
close.
Right.
Technical, ejected. It's like the same thing, almost.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Tossed.
Bad. Oh, shoot.
Okay. Tossed. Come on.
Tossed.
3, 2, 1. Salad. You didn't even say a word.
Yeah, because you were like, yeah, okay, all right, okay.
Yeah, and you didn't like my answer last one.
Yeah, I didn't. I was saying...
Salad. All right, start over. 3, 2, 1.
Toast.
Gun.
Gun, toast.
All right, yeah. 3, 2, 1. Pop-Tart. We just reversed
I
right there.
I hate you.
Pop-Tart and dead. All right, three, two, one,
wrench.
Microphone. Okay. Wrench, microphone. 3, 2, 1.
Tool.
Nice. Those guys on the FRDI show.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those guys?
Yeah.
They're fucking great. And they play this and it goes exactly how we just did
it. I feel like you could have been better.
I can sense that you felt that way. And, how?
Yeah.
Did you want
three,
me to be?
3, 2, 1. How?
Yeah. Well, it's just funny how like words are just so crazy, and then the way people think is nuts too. Because I'm like, all right, he's definitely got this one. 3, 2, 1. Salad, and you say wrench. So we're
you
not,
were moving too fast. We needed to zone in.
That's
and think
the
about
point
it.
Of the game, though.
Yeah, I know, you're but no, we just needed to zone in for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, but you're just not really allowed funny. To do that.
You're allowed.
Okay.
It's not their show. It's our show.
Correct. You want to try again?
Kind of.
Okay.
All right.
3, 2, 1. Beer. Beer can.
There we go. All right. The 3, 2, 1. Bottle. Yes. Yeah,
nutness,
dude. All right. That was easy.
All right. Yeah.
See if we just think.
We're always on the same page if we get 2 seconds.
Yeah. Come on. Give me 2 seconds.
That's why I'm inventing two ball golf.
Go on.
You get to shoot 2 shots.
Oh, easy.
Dude.
So your own best ball.
Yeah, but if you
every
drive.
Every hole's a mulligan.
Exactly, but every shot.
Mm-hmm.
because it's like, oh man, I kind of remember what I did there, but I didn't remember it before, but I remember it now.
Right. And that's great because everybody would love for golf to be longer.
Yeah, but it wouldn't even be that much longer because then you wouldn't have to spend time looking for your ball because it's on the green.
Right, right.
It would actually save a ton of time.
Can't do this. Let me go. I'm doing something.
The guys behind us are just shooting into us every single time.
It's like, what? I'm playing two golf.
Yeah, we're playing two ball golf. Haven't you heard of it?
Loser.
Nope. All right.
All right, let's get moving and grooving.
So I'm going to be totally honest. I'm not mad about it or upset about it. I'm just saying words out loud right now that don't make sense. I wasn't here last week. I didn't know you were going to Florida.
Yeah.
How was it?
Florida was great. So my cousin got married. One of my cool cousins. All my cousins are cool, but it's like, you know, that cool cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's got one.
He's the reason everybody else is cool.
Right. Exactly. So cool cousin got married and cool cousins got cool friends. So... And I got a cool family, so it was just a whole lot of fun. It was in Florida, in the little panhandle, and we started walking around, and it just kind of felt a little fake. Like, the area, it was like, whoa, this is weird, and doesn't really feel like it's Florida, in a sense. And then one of my cousin's friends and I were saying this, and he goes, yeah, and I just found out, I was like, this kind of feels like the Truman Show. And I looked it up, and the Truman Show was filmed 20 minutes away from where we were.
That's great.
And I definitely didn't spiral. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That fucks me up that we're talking about this, obviously, because right. I've talked about the Truman Show ruining my life, but then you talking about how the place doesn't seem real just brings me to a whole nother place. It's like, oh, well, the Truman Show didn't seem real. Well, it was shot somewhere that didn't seem real, but guess what? It is real, so yeah. I.e. Truman Show, me.
Yeah, exactly. And we...
When thank you for being such an understanding co-host sometimes when I'm just so dumb. I really appreciate you.
And I totally appreciate you feeling comfortable to tell me these things. And so we drove to the town after all the festivities. We stayed an extra day, not a brag to anybody listening who was at the wedding. And we drove by Truman's house. But, like, there were trees in the front yard, and in the movie there weren't. So I was like, what am I? Oh, man. He'd walk out, and if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Yeah, well, it's got to be the exact same.
Right, exactly.
That would be a total Tim Robinson skit. Well, we gotta come back because it's got to be the exact same.
It's got to look like it does in the movie.
Yeah.
So it was a cool town, and then I got home yesterday and we watched the Truman Show again.
Why would you are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. A little halfway through I was like, oh, starting to remember
why you hate it,
the feelings, but it's such a good movie. I loved it. And the devil's lettuce is not allowed in Florida legally, and when you're only there for 4 days, very hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
I jokingly brought it up to a server or two. They shut me down. Well, one actually looked in his car for me, and he came back, and he was like, dude, I'm so sorry, but also, like, I just found out I don't have pot for my drive home tonight.
Ooh.
And I was like, well, thank you for looking and, like, honestly trying.
And
like,
sorry that was for kinda ruining cool. your
yeah.
night.
I was like, and I'm like, I'm toaster strudeled right now. Like, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
You are going to need it.
You're not going to be okay.
Yeah. So it was really nice of that guy. I wish I caught his name. But I didn't even know my own name at that point.
Yeah. See, I was going to say, why are you looking for weed from somebody? Because that's not really your cup of tea.
Yeah. It was that or another.
Yeah, no, I get that. I'm just saying.
Just kidding.
Like, even myself, like, when I'm drunk, like, I like to smoke when I'm sober and fine. But when I'm drunk, it's like the last thing that I'm thinking about. So I was like, I'm trying to put myself in your mind. And I'm like, yeah, he was wasted.
Well, usually my levels for which I do that are when my night's over. Like, it's that calming effect. You're home. Everything's good. You're solid. You might not be, but you're going to make yourself feel like you are.
Yeah.
And then you have a snack, and then you go to bed.
Yeah, that's true.
So that was where my head was at.
How is Florida weed not legal?
Agreed, dude.
That doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense. But it was great. Happy couple. Wedding was beautiful. The whole thing was awesome. Weekend was great. Destination wedding. And like while I was there, I was like, we should have done that.
Yeah,
and
that's what I was going to ask
late.
You.
It's a little too late.
Did you or your significant other learn anything from the wedding?
Oh, yeah, dude. She saw the flowers that they use, and she was like, this is what's been in my head. I've just never been able to see it. She had like 15 photos of the flowers.
No, I'm talking about something useful.
Roasted
flowers. I did. Stupid.
I did have a sort of an epiphany on like the band DJ fiasco. Love a wedding band.
Yeah.
But it also, as long as the band has energy, it really doesn't matter how good they are.
Yeah. Bands rule, but the only problem is they can't play Levels by Avicii. And also, I just had an epiphany. I'm going to name my first kid Epiphany. That would be the funniest joke of all time. I had an epiphany.
Dude, 11 minutes and 20 seconds in, and I want to cut the episode.
Yeah, dude, you know
I had an epiphany. Done.
I really like. Do think I've made strides from last year where I didn't even attempt to grow up. But still, I have so far to go because my top two names are Brady Jr., so people call him BJ. Hilarious. And now number two is Epiphany.
Yeah, I had a... it's a good one. Thanks. On the way to the Floridas, I watched Avengers Endgame because I didn't know how long the flight was, and I was like, if it's longer than this movie, I don't want to go.
That's great. That's higher level thinking right there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so then, obviously... Any superhero movie just has me thinking about Ready Player One. And, you know, you think about, like, the same first initial for both last names. Mm-hmm. Like, in Ready Player One, it's Wade Watts and mm-hmm. Peter Parker. And I was like, oh, man. PP. So I have to name my kid something C, Clifford. And I was thinking Clint.
Great.
Clint Clifford?
Yeah.
Really got to pronounce the T because it's just Clint Clifford.
Yeah.
And Clifford. And it already kind of sounds like Quinn, if you say it quick enough.
Clint
Clifford. Yeah.
I like it.
So if you shout out to Quinn Clifford, I guess.
Yeah, dude.
You kind of sound like Clint if you don't pronounce it correctly.
It's a big shout out.
Yeah. So,
dude, can we go back to the Endgame thing? Were you done with that?
No. Yeah. You go back. Go back.
So, like, that is amazing to me. And the reason I feel like it's amazing is because, like, if you get on a flight and you're like, oh, if this movie is longer than this, I don't want to get on this flight.
Yeah.
So you're not thinking about the flight the whole entire time, and you're going to get there inevitably.
Right. That's like Thanos. It is inevitable.
That's amazing, Pat.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah, so we landed, and there was still, like, 30 minutes left of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or there was a good chunk, and I just wanted to fast forward to the main fight.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't get there. And then when I was getting back on the plane, I just rewound to when I started fast forwarding. And then I was in the air on the way home, like still an hour left. And I was like, didn't download anything more. And I was like, oh, now it's the thoughts.
Here comes the Truman Show. Why would I watch the Truman Show when I live it?
Yeah, exactly. So all in all, just a stellar weekend. Nothing but good things to say. Weddings are just fun.
They're amazing.
And every guest, I feel like you have to realize, and I know people like can say it, being invited to somebody's wedding is so huge.
Yeah.
And I feel like some people just like, oh, I'll be invited to that wedding.
Yeah.
But you need to take it in for a little bit and be like, they want me at their wedding, the biggest day of their lives together. And you just need to sit with that until you like makes sense and you feel like that's your one task is to be there to help celebrate them.
Yeah. Number one, it's not about you.
Right.
And then number two, that's why 90% of people in my life, I won't get upset with them not inviting me to their wedding. There's going to be 10% of people where if I'm not invited, I would freak out.
Right.
But you have to understand, most people are planning to get married one day.
Right.
And you're going to have to not invite some people.
Agreed. And like, obviously the ceremony and the reception are different when it comes to having your phone out.
Mm-hmm.
The ceremony, put your phone away.
Yeah.
Like, if they wanted your followers to be there, they would have invited them.
Right. They wouldn't have hired a $10,000 photographer.
Right. We have photographers for this exact reason. Like, I guarantee you, your little snapshot of reaching your phone down the aisle isn't going to be better than the photographer that's walking around getting the perfect shot.
Yeah. Oh, but so, dude, I got the Google Pixel.
So for the maximum of 30 minutes to this ceremony, just watch them.
Yeah, enjoy where you're at.
Just be there with them.
I have never had a problem with that. I cry at every single wedding I go to.
Every single one.
People were looking at me like I was a nut job at Dylan's wedding. I was bawling crying, like bawling crying.
Dude, how do you not love love, dude?
Yeah.
Like, it's so sweet. It's so sentimental. It's so fun to be around people that want you there. They want to enjoy this with you. And it's like they can't say hello to everybody. Obviously, they try their best to have, like, the meaningful conversations. But you're there right on the biggest day of their life. Take a back seat and just enjoy celebrating the two people that have the limelight.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Cool.
So I started my day with an Uncrustable today.
Dude.
And
good?
Oh, dude.
Come on.
It's never been bad.
Right.
They're made the exact same every single time. Mm-hmm. It's like one of those things that you just can't have a bad one.
Right.
So this is what we want. This is what we want in life, and it's...
consistency.
Well, they listen to the fucking consumer, because nobody likes crust, nobody. And if you do, I don't know you, and I don't think you exist, and you probably deserve to exist, but I don't want to be involved with you.
Right.
And I just wanted to give David Jeske and Len Kretschmann a shout-out because they developed the sandwich in 1995 to sell to schools. They were very simply two pieces of bread that were pressed together with a filling between, like peanut butter and jelly. And then the edges were crimped. They filed for and got a patent on the crimping process. And then there was a whole slideshow about how their patent got stolen and other people were using it because there was pasties back in the day.
Weird.
But I just wanted to give them a shout out. The main reason I'm bringing this up is because, like I said before, this is what we want. This is, they listen to the fucking consumer.
Right.
You know me. I eat Chipotle 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
They need help.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I paid $1.70 for a side of vinaigrette. Why? And every time I go in there to pick up an order, because it's faster, I have to ask for it because my roommate likes it. And I used to get mad at him, but I'm not mad at him anymore. I'm mad at the restaurant. Why can't I order it?
Yep.
Why can't I order a quesadilla?
Dude, I really wish James was here.
Yeah, I know.
We walked into Chipotle and he wanted a steak quesadilla and they said you have to order it online. He goes, but even better, I'm here.
I don't get it. So, Chipotle, I need you to... Number one, I deserve a sponsorship. I've never said I deserved anything in my life, but I deserve a sponsorship. And number two, I'll work for you for free on the side as a consultant. I'll go to these Chipotles for free. Maybe a free meal every now and then.
Right.
I will go there for free and tell you what's going wrong, and you need to fix it because I won't be able to live if you go away.
Right. Exactly. And like for Taco Bell, let's say, I understand the online exclusives.
Yeah.
Like, those are fun. And you can get all the individual items at Taco Bell, but if you do it online, you get it as a box.
Right.
Oh, why not put it all in the box and it all's packed together in, like, a perfectly filed briefcase?
This sounds like you're getting more. Chipotle, you get less.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. But yep. Shout out to fucking David Jeske and Len Kretschmann. You made one of the greatest things I've ever had.
Len and David, come on.
While I was away, and this is why I was away last week, because I was very sick. I got whatever, not very sick, because that sounds way worse than it was, but I think it was like RSV or whatever this virus is going around. I didn't move for 4 days.
Nice.
And in that time, I watched a lot of movies.
Yeah, and I can sense a theme with just looking at these.
I don't know how that part happened, but there was a theme.
I know how it happened, dude. You watch one, your brain couldn't work, and then you go, also watched.
Yeah.
You scroll down one instead of trying to make an actual decision.
Okay, thank you for explaining that.
Yeah,
that's
exactly how I got your back. Oh, we watched Saving Private Ryan. Oh, what's right under it? The Rest.
Yeah. So, Saving Private Ryan, actually, for the first time, which is crazy.
Really?
Yeah. I'm giving it a 10 out of 10. Fucking awesome is all you really have to say. The only point that I want to take away from this is that Upham, Upham, whatever the fucking guy's name is. I mean, like, I'm really trying to release his performance from my brain in the movie.
Really?
He was just that awful. People talk about Ryan Gosling at defensive back as a liability all the time. My God, this guy was the absolute worst.
Yeah.
And he never made it better. And people are like, oh, he killed the guy at the end of the movie. It doesn't matter. The guy should have been dead already.
Right.
And it's like, oh, we finally let him go. And it's like, why are we listening to a translator about letting him go?
Exhibit A, Shohei Ohtani.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, Saving Private Ryan was awesome. And then I moved on to American Sniper. That's a 9 out of 10. And listen, it would be a 10 if Chris Kyle did not die. And I know I can't change that, but it makes me so sad and mad.
Yeah, especially the way he died. Right. Yeah.
And then I moved on to Dunkirk. I gave that an 8 out of 10. This might be a hot take, but like the acting was not very good, or it was trying to be too good.
I get that.
Who is cooler than Tom Hardy?
Yeah, no one, dude. But I feel like, you know, when we did that quick list of like people it's impossible to hate,
mm-hmm.
I feel like he's got his anti-fan club.
For sure.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about for people that matter.
Good point. Yes, Tom Hardy, obviously Thanos, and also Solomon.
Yeah.
Ralphie.
Venom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Bane.
Yeah. He's always the character where you're like, there's no way that's Tom Hardy.
Yeah, or why does that have to be Tom Hardy?
It's like going back to Avengers, it's like, how the fuck is the raccoon Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, right, exactly. Vin Diesel's fucking Groot.
Yeah. It's like, Vin, can we have you saying, I am Groot 6 different ways? And like, they're all kind of the same.
And you're $3 million.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, family.
Is this because of my performance at the pacifier?
great movie.
Fantastic movie.
Oh, Vin Diesel is a babysitter. If you haven't seen it, do it.
I moved on to The Patriot, also first time. 10 out of 10. What an assist from the priest. If you've seen it, you know it. And he tosses the gun while he's dying. He's also a priest. And it's just like, that was an amazing part of the movie. I mean, come on, 10 out of 10. Also, Mel Gibson could be an answer to the previous question I asked about Tom Hardy. The guy's a madman. He's just murking people with an axe.
Another guy who's just like, wow, he's got it. Whatever he did, he found his niche, nailed it.
Yeah.
Never looked back.
And the Revolutionary War is like the only war ever that doesn't have a side of it that's like, oh, we should have never went to this war.
Yeah.
Like, we needed to have this happen. So it's like, you're just, everyone's rooting against the British because fuck them. And look at where they're at now.
Yeah, now they eat fucking any potato with chili on top of it.
The beans on toast thing can't be real. Like, it just can't be.
No, dude. I mean, you go through a famine one time and... The next thing you know, we're good with anything. Yeah, we're good with anything.
Okay, so I moved on to Oppenheimer. That movie is an 11 out of 10.
All right, and so I can start to see your scale a little bit.
Yeah. I went into it. My buddy had just watched it the night before, and he was like, I was kind of a little underwhelmed. And he was like, great, great movie, high eights, but I was literally... So I went into it with...
That's the best.
Basically 0 out of 10. And I know 11 out of 10 is a basic answer, but are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
What a whirlwind. And oh yeah, Albert fucking Einstein is in the movie. I thought Albert Einstein, no way he made it past 1850. Like, I thought he was born in 1800, died in 1850. I was like, Albert Einstein isn't even real. Like,
yeah, no, he's a figment of our imagination.
And he became real because of this movie.
Hilarious. I love that.
And then Josh Peck, what are we doing here? where does he come in?
I don't know.
He like has a very pivotal part in the movie. But, yeah. Like, only in the real-life scenario, not really in the movie.
Yeah.
He just presses the button.
It's so good.
Such a good movie. I really, really am starting to enjoy it the more and more I think about it.
Yeah. Josh Peck.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
And then I ended with Raya and the Last Dragon. It's 9 out of 10. I had to end with a feel-good. And then there's this character called Tuk Tuk, and it's like an armadillo, but it's furry, and it gets fucking humongous. Yeah. And his name's Ty. And he was the one who told me to watch the movie. I go, Ryan Lashagan was awesome. He goes, all right, cool. Now you can invest in Ty Ty's Tuk Tuks. So we're going to figure out how to make them. And if I ever go missing, this is what I'm trying to accomplish. I'm trying to create a species from a fictional movie.
Yeah, you're not trying to out the government. You're just trying to do this one little small task, and people are going to stop you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so I've watched a lot of movies within 4 days.
Good. And are you fully on the mend? Are you good?
Feeling good? Yeah, so like, I guess...
I'm not asking because we're sitting next to each other. I'm just asking for your mental and physical well-being.
Mentally, the last day was like tough. I was like, I got to get the fuck out of this house.
Yeah, that's how
sickness goes. And it was literally like office space. Like, you know, what do you want to do? Nothing. And then you end up getting to do nothing, and you're like, I don't want to do nothing ever again.
Yeah.
But yeah, my roommate had it, my girlfriend's sister had it, and they were just like, yeah, it's just going to linger around for like 2 weeks. And I was like, okay, so that's probably why I don't sound exactly great yet.
Yeah, I know. Doing nothing and vacation are always kind of held to this thing. And let me finish, because I know you're going to jump at it. You do it, and then there's a little part of you that's like, oh, this was so fun. I can't wait to come back, but get me home for at least a little bit. And then reality sets in the next like 5 days, and you're like, okay, maybe it wasn't so bad over there.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of just rotate through that. Be like, why can't I just be bedridden for like 3 days? And then you're bedridden for two, and you're like, if this third day doesn't get me out of this goddamn bed, I'm going to freak out.
Yeah. I get it. It's like that balance thing people are always talking about. I have no problem with what you said. But if you were going to say that, oh, I was on the beach and kind of drank the whole entire time, and I kind of wish we would have done something like parasailing or rock climbing, I can't stand those people.
Well, by a Sunday, we were kind of hoping for like an activity to do. Yeah. Our activity was going to the Truman Show town, grabbing a froze and walking around.
That's fine.
Yeah, but due to, like, there's no, like, really, like, sightseeing kind of thing. It's just kind of like you vibe out.
I can sit on the beach and drink for 10 fucking years.
Yeah, I'm pale.
Oh.
Now it's all catching up. Dude, my forearms got lit up.
Yeah, I'm saying that as my forearms are peeling right now from being outside for 5 minutes.
Yeah, dude, mine look bad.
But, yeah.
Put on lotion and somehow it made me look ashier.
Anything else you got before we get into a little sports ball?
Yes. Before you listen to Brady and don't dive into the Truman Show, I think it's a great movie to watch. I think it's a really fun way of looking through like different lenses and trying to understand like, oh, what are the similarities here? Like, where does it come from? And like, what's going on? And like, you can kind of see like the parent aspect, like a helicopter parent and like all these different aspects of life, and it's like free will and he doesn't know anything and blah blah blah. So it's a fun watch. It's just like, don't watch it super high, because then you're gonna be like, where's every camera?
Okay, now let me explain something very clearly to not only you, because you kind of already understand this, but to all the other people listening. Listen to Pat, and that's great. Understand one thing about me. Outside of the 8 hours that I'm at work, and it's basically four of those 8 hours, I am a mental head case.
Yeah, me too.
In 1950, I would be in an asylum.
I would have been in an asylum, and people always say like, oh yeah, they didn't have mental health issues in the 50s. Yeah, because they drank and there was cocaine in soda.
Yeah, and they killed all the people with mental illness.
Yeah.
You could watch it. But if you're not in a good headspace, which I very rarely am, you're not going to enjoy the movie.
You're not going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, we want to do a little sports ball?
I'd love to.
All right. Well, let's start here then.
White Sox are back, dude.
Hot. And this is what's happening. All right. This godforsaken organization, team, players, coaches, managers, owners, everybody, the minute, and it always goes back to the once I'm out, they pull me back in. But they're not. It's just like, do one thing and be the best at it. Even if the best is being the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fucking sweep the Rays, dude. You mm-hmm. doubled your wins in one series. Are you fucking kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
After I was so drastically out, thinking that we won't even win back-to-back games, let alone a series, and then you fucking sweep?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing?
Yeah. So where are you at?
I'm even... So last week... Last week, I didn't have feeling. I'm back to Matt. Because what is this?
Yeah.
What is this? Is this like the one relationship where you're like, oh, they can change and I can change them. And then it's like, oh, there's a little sign that they can be that.
It's probably that.
And then they're just like, okay, well, they know that we can do this, so let's just stop.
Yeah. Probably
like,
that.
You're going to tell me, okay.
It's probably that.
The majority of it is, one, it's a fluke. Look at how we walked him off.
Yeah, of course.
When's the last time Andrew Benintendi hit a ball out of the park?
I don't know.
Thank you. But apparently it was a Angels in the outfield moment when it's like, yeah, Benintendi hasn't had a home run since 1940, and he decides to break his 120 batting average and go yabo against the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah.
To walk off.
You just can't, like, the only thing they couldn't do this year was sweep somebody, and that's what they did, and that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great. We went from 3 to 6 wins in a matter of 3 days.
I get it.
Phenomenal. So you doubled it. And now what? Now we're going to be stuck at 6 for the month of May.
Yeah.
Maybe get to 8. And then right at the end of May, we'll sweep, like, I don't know, the Reds.
Yeah, probably
the Reds. And then it'll go back. And then it's just like, okay, so we're going to struggle. It's like a fiscal quarter, let's say. And you don't even hit your quota. You don't even try to go near it. But then for the last week before you realize, oh, man, the supervisor's around. I should probably, like, fucking close a deal or something. Let me just show him that I'm still, like, supposed to be around. And, like, I can't be replaced at this point. So let's just put in the work for a week or two. Show that you're worth something. And then just go back to being dog shit after you've done it.
Number one. Carlton Fisker,
Fiscal.
Let him go. Nice. But also, yeah, I totally get where you're coming from with that, because it would normally be like, dude, who cares? They only went to 6 wins. But people, like, when MLB teams sweep other teams, it's a big deal. This isn't something that happens all the time. So yeah. For the White Sox to do it, it warrants that conversation. And I get where your head's at.
Yeah, and the main thing is that they had 3 wins before. And they have 1 series, and now they doubled them.
Yeah,
like,
but
how many times can you double your wins?
It goes back, since it is something that doesn't happen often in baseball, it goes back to, how are they doing that?
Right.
How are they winning 3 games in a row when they had 3 games out of 21?
Right.
So,
and they didn't even get to 4-20.
Yeah, losers.
I'm over it.
The Cubs are hurt and doing okay. Same for me in my headspace. If they don't spend money on the bullpen, they die, in my opinion. Yep. And I know we're fans, and we're going to say after the season, I won't root for them ever again, even though we're lifelong fans. But if they don't spend money on the bullpen this year, I don't want to root for them anymore.
Right.
I just don't.
Yeah. And the last thing I want is for the White Sox to come in 3rd in this division.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, we would have had it if it wasn't for that slow start. What do you mean the slow start?
Yeah.
3-20 isn't a slow start.
Yeah.
Dog shit organizations, just like, you're the city of Chicago. And obviously that doesn't mean anything, since we've been trying to make Chicago sports better, and all we've got, we'll get to it real shortly.
Well, I've been trying to figure out the value of living here for a long time. And I can't find anything right now. So I'm like, why do I get so upset about sports? I'm like, well, there's nothing else fucking great about this city. So we depend on our sports teams, and they still let us down. So if you're sitting in your car and you're like, oh, how do they still talk about this all the time? It's because this shit fucking matters, and it bothers us, all right?
And also, tomorrow starts the beginning of the best part of Chicago.
Yeah.
OJ. The Mayflowers.
Cinco de OJ.
Cinco de Mocho. And go over to Pilsen Yards. I'll be there all week. Pilsen's going to be nutty for Cinco de Mayo. And then May the 4th be with you, obviously, for the nerds.
Hey.
Yeah.
I guess that's the only reason I'm excited about moving out on Saturday.
You're moving out?
Yeah, dude. Moving in with the Shawty
dude. Whoa, dude, you're breaking that? All right, respect. We'll talk after this. So, yes. May, June, July, and then you can really get lucky for August and September. But May is when you can obviously sense the turn. And then when September comes around, you get that kind of like, oh, I get to break out the quarter zip again. Exhibit James.
Exhibit, you've been fooled just like everybody else.
Yes, I know.
But guess what? There's summer other places.
Yeah, Florida, for one.
Oh, man, whatever. I'm just being Debbie Downer. Yeah. The Guards and Braves are the best team in baseball.
Which is fun.
Yeah, that's all I got.
I saw Dylan Cease throw a 67-mile-per-hour pitch. And it was on purpose. And I was like, yeah, he's never been able to, like, joke around with the White Sox. They've always needed him to work.
Yeah.
So now that's he gets tough. To, like, throw his 96-mile-per-hour fastball and then goof you with the slowest pitch recorded by an actual pitching person.
Yeah, that's tough to see.
So take with that what you will. It's fun for him. I'm glad that he's having a good time, and I know you're probably thinking, oh, that's satirical. It's not, because the people who perform and want to show out and, like, legitimately care about their body and, like, being good at their profession deserve better than the White Sox organization.
Yeah.
Like, if Luis Robert stayed healthy this entire time and, like, cared about it and, like, worked harder and, like, you know, dude, a hamstring, a hip, every single season, at some point, you got to change.
Yeah.
You kind of have to evolve. Mm-hmm. Like, you get the same injury at the same time every year. It's kind of on you.
Yeah.
But right? Like, take a little bit of ownership. Obviously, I blame the entire organization for the downfall of this entire population. Which, I mean, if you boil it down, the government to us, you know, they're the downfall. And, like, if you boil it down just to the nitty-gritty, like, the reason you go to therapy and...
It's because the government.
Right, man. Dude. So that's what I'm trying to say is that if you just look at it from the government standpoint, man...
And the White Sox have led us to the government downfall.
This is why they don't want you to smoke the plant, man. They made it illegal. They banned nature from you, man. And you got your blinders on and you can't even look or think without the government's impact, dude. And you're stuck. You're stuck where they want you. And they did it for you, but my mind is open.
I am clear.
I am clear and I am understanding. And I don't trust the government, man.
And there goes Luis Robert getting stretchered off the field.
Yeah, because he tried to run.
That's literally what Steve Stone's going to be if this team stays the same. He's going to sound exactly like you just did.
Dude, if I was Steve Stone, like, I used to think he was goofing off too much. And then I realized that, like, he actually grew watching this organization and never believed it, but still needed to cash a check. And I was like, this is the year. This is the year. And Steve Stone's like, well, you know, if he actually, like, didn't try to become a Latin pop star in the offseason, maybe he could have ran that one out.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you're being kind of hard on him, Steve.
My apologies. Didn't know he wasn't a professional.
Yeah. I can't believe that he still does it for the White Sox. I don't know. I do a lot of other things than what he does.
Yeah, but I think he's just like, what else would you want Steve Stone to be doing?
Golfing every day, living in a tropical climate.
Yeah, but if he had to have an occupation, wouldn't it be play-by-play for the worst organization?
I would rather be a ranger at a public golf course in Florida,
dude,
than watch that every week.
He would be the best, do you have your seat at the first hole at any golf club?
Yeah.
Dude, he'd be great.
He has to watch this 162 times this year.
Yeah.
And get excited.
And travel.
And travel to the likes of Cleveland and Minneapolis and Kansas City.
Yeah. It's a beautiful day here in Cleveland, which you don't hear very often.
Yeah.
And then just go in. He's just working on his fucking stand-up routine.
Yeah.
The minute this White Sox either fire him because he says too much shit, or he decides to walk away, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a Netflix special in the next 12 months after he's let go.
Here's all the dirty secrets.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that's all I got for baseball.
That's all that's needed.
431! Hat! Hat!
the Bears did exactly what they thought they would do, and now we got to do exactly what we think they will do.
This is awesome. I am so excited. Obviously, like, I was in Florida, and I was, like, telling people, like, how much this means, and obviously there was a wedding, but that wasn't for two more days, so I was trying not to make it about the Bears. Mm-hmm. Then I ran into some people from a different high school in Florida. Naturally, you just run into people whenever you go on vacation. Right. You're like, you're vacationing in the same spot? And obviously, we're the only people that care about what the Bears just did. It just, everything just kind of fell how it was supposed to fall for the first 9 picks. And obviously, we'll talk about the Falcons after this, but when's the last time you've heard anybody on any show say, I'm excited for the Bears' offense?
Never.
You have your no doubt QB1. You have a veteran in, I guess, would you say it's a loose veteran at running back, or would you say it's a veteran in DeAndre Swift?
Well, in the NFL terms, I think 4 years is a veteran, like, so on paper. I'd give him veteran status for sure.
And then you draft Rome Odunze to be the third wide receiver behind DJ Moore and Keenan Allen.
We're 2 years removed from Dante Pettis being that.
Right.
Yeah.
And everybody seems to forget Cole Kmet, but he's, I would probably put him.
He's gotten better every year.
Would you put him easily top 10?
No.
Okay,
no.
Then I'm going to say he's a top 10 tight end.
Okay.
In the NFL. Because if you would have said no, easily, I would have gone to like 5.
Yeah.
But you said no, so I'm stating and putting my flag in that he's a top 10 tight end in the NFL. Right,
I like
now.
It. I think he could be next year. I mean, he's gotten better every year. You can't ask for much more than that, but he's this absolute stud at Notre Dame, and you just haven't seen what he's done at Notre Dame yet. But again, it's the NFL. It takes time to develop. I think he can become that for sure.
I agree. Caleb Williams has been awesome so far. I wish James was here to say no. And I don't know where you're at with Caleb and how he's been handling.
I've never, ever had a problem with Caleb, and I love what he's doing. I love that he texted the punter to say, hey, don't worry about being on the field too much. And then him going to interrupt Rome's interview was awesome.
So good.
I'm getting to the point of excitement because it's just inevitable, because that's what real life is. Justin Fields is gone. And the only reason that I'm not there yet is because of what the offense is going to be.
Right.
And how it was still, I can't get over the fact that it wasn't Justin's fault. But I'll get there.
Right. And we got to shout out Les, because when we had him on, we were talking about what we should do with the 9th pick. And he said, it's so easy what we should do with it.
Yeah.
We should draft Torrey Taylor, punter from the University of Iowa.
Yeah. And we got and away with crime.
And he was not joking at all. No. He was like, this is the best offensive player.
Yeah. It's like, in the Big Ten.
In the Big Ten. And we got Torrey Taylor with the 22nd pick in the 4th round.
Absolute steal.
Absolute steal at a value of the first round, 9th pick.
I was just
going to
say the value.
And how can you not love an Aussie?
Yeah.
Dude, and when punters have a highlight tape, you can't not draft them.
And I can't wait to great punt, TT.
Yeah, oh my God.
Great name.
Yeah, and the best part is when he punts, we're going to be up 24-0.
Yeah.
And then he's going to pin him at the 1, and then, I don't know, anyone is going to get the ball back, and then Caleb's just going to...
Yeah.
Bears.
I'm excited about that part of it, and I'm leaving it at like a 50-50. I'm not going to go and be like, hey, the Bears have never been successful. Why is everyone getting so excited? I need to see it. Because we've never seen an offense like this either.
Right.
So you don't know. And I understand there's going to be people out there that are like, oh, well, he's still got to go out there and play, which he does, sure. But we've never had anything like this.
Right.
So I'm still cautiously optimistic too.
And I would tell those people, and they would have a hard time understanding, every year, everybody has to come back and play.
Yeah.
granted, the rookies have a tougher time adapting, but you've seen declines like last year with Jalen Hurts, like Josh Allen, like Stephon Diggs. And obviously, that's just wear and tear of being in the NFL. But adapting to each year is something that every single player has to overcome. You're another year older. Your job isn't as secure as you thought.
What Deshaun Watson?
Yeah. You get one massage and everybody blows their mind.
So I give the Bears an A+.
Good. Me too.
Now, a team that, this has gotten so crazy where I don't even know if I can give them an F, is the Atlanta Falcons. I had to go back and check 1,000 times that Kirk Cousins was signed and was signed for more than a year. Yeah. Maybe this is like the genius move that in 4 years when Michael Penix is 30, right, that this turns out. But they had to have gotten duped by somebody. Because they had got baited. Like, somebody wanted him. They said, fuck it, we'll take him, which is always my strategy, which is right, why I'm in an absolute whirlwind. I'm like, just draft the guy, and they'll go again. I was like, well, you shouldn't have got duped.
Yeah. So, the video going around of whenever you see an owner and a GM of any caliber arguing.
On draft day.
On draft day. First off, quick sidebar. If you've never watched the movie Draft Day,
you're an idiot.
Go watch Draft Day.
I'm sorry, just go watch it.
Just go you're watch it. It's so great. But you're talking with Arthur about you're talking with Arthur Blank about why you chose to draft a quarterback that isn't projected until the bottom of the first round. And you're drafting him at 8 after you just signed an old quarterback off an Achilles injury. If you just say those words, it sort of makes sense. Right? No, you're drafting a guy that maybe take away the picks. So you drafted a quarterback which you ranked almost the second or third best quarterback in the draft. Mm-hmm. You drafted him because you just got an older quarterback off of a major injury. That part makes sense. What doesn't make sense is that it feels like you could have gotten them the day after.
No, I totally disagree.
I'm trying to make it make sense.
Yeah, I get what you're doing, but I can't make it logically make sense other than the fact that they got baited. Sorry, excuse me. If you signed Kirk Cousins to a year, that would make sense.
Right.
But you're not drafting Michael Penix to play next year or the year after that. You're drafting him to play 5 years from now,
right,
because you don't sign Kirk Cousins to 4 years to not have him play.
Right.
There's no point in that.
Right.
You traded for Kirk Cousins because he's going to play.
Agreed. And everybody, there's another example of like, oh, you get to train behind. And it's like, well, in that argument, like, who is he training behind?
Right, but then you take the 20-year-old with no injury history to do that in the third round, not right, the 24-year-old with 3 ACLs.
Right. So a lot of confusion, and the shout-out to Gio again. The main thing is that the Falcons have a lefty black quarterback again.
Yeah. Named Michael.
Named Michael.
I don't hate that. That is the only reason I haven't went to Atlanta and studied people's brains.
Yeah. And like all the memes where it's like dogs finding out the Falcons have a lefty black quarterback named Michael.
Yeah. Reggie? Sorry.
Zoinks.
And I guess the only other thing I could hear is that like the Falcons are a quarterback away. So it's like, if they didn't see any value in any other guys at the 8th spot, if you're not seeing value, I don't know.
That's crazy.
I don't know if the draft was really weak. I'm not very good at analyzing college players.
Yeah, they're just kids. I don't analyze them
exactly
too much.
So I don't know. It's just nuts. There's nothing else really from the draft that really I had any notes on.
Well, the main thing was the well, obviously, we'll just run through it. Caleb Williams at 1, Jaden Daniels at 2, and then Drake May at 3 and Marv at 4. So this whole Jaden Daniels versus Drake May thing seemed so lock and step the entire way that it was like, are the Bears going to take Drake May? Are the Bears going to take? And then it was like, no, they're just going to take Caleb Williams like they fucking should. But the Jaden Daniels and Drake May change felt like it was a long time coming. And then when that pick of Jaden Daniels came through, it was like, yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, ESPN is wasting a ton of money on draft analysts.
Yeah.
The first four picks went exactly how we thought they were going to go 4 months ago.
Yeah, and then everybody's dumb little mock draft that they did just to get clicks where it's like, Drake May is going to go number one.
You know what I don't like?
What?
When people waste people's time.
Agreed.
And that this past 3 months has been a complete waste of time.
Yes.
Via draft analysts.
Yes. Yeah. So, Marv to Arizona, I just kind of already figured that out in my head. And I hope he succeeds because I am not scared of the Falcons at all. Or, I mean, the Cardinals at all.
He's going to succeed.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of the Falcons either, but he's inevitable. He's like Thanos. He's just too good. His dad is a fucking Hall of Famer. I don't understand how people always forget that.
Right.
And he was awesome in college. He's not going to show up to the NFL and be bad.
Right. He's going to be ready.
Yes. And he's going to be great.
The main change is the 2 feet down, and he's pretty good at one and two already.
Yeah. The pictures of Kyler Murray's forehead that have been going around next to Marvin Harrison. Top notch internet.
Yeah. And then we do have to talk about, so we talked about Michael Penix. The pick after Rome Odunze was JJ McCarthy to the NFC North.
Yeah, the only reason
specifically the Vikings.
The only reason I'm scared about that is because he's learning under Sammy D.
Yeah, the number three in the NFL right now.
Number three?
Yeah.
Oh, best quarterback. No, he's number two in the NFL right now.
Oh.
Tom Brady's retired.
Right.
Justin, Sam Darnold.
Gross.
Well, I don't really see him.
No, then he's three in my book.
Okay.
Caleb, Justin, Sammy D.
Fair enough.
And then I hated this. So I love that the Vikings got J.J. McCarthy because having him in the NFC North, I'm excited about.
Yeah, dude. I don't know what. I mean, he went to my high school, and I'm happy for him. And I don't know him. I'm not going to pretend like I know him. I'm just happy that a kid who went to my high school got drafted. Whether he got drafted in the first round or the fifth round, I'd be happy.
Yeah, why do you think
him.
I was such an Iman Shumpert guy?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I just simply don't understand what people saw.
Yeah.
That they're going to... I didn't see the arm. I didn't really see the reading the field. They ran the ball 90% of the time. They had the best offensive and defensive line in the country. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, he just looks like he wears Sperry's to buy weed.
Yeah, he's a great kid, and that part of it probably wowed a lot of people in interviews. And I would want him in my quarterback room. I wouldn't take him in a first round pick, and I couldn't be farther from a GM's room, which is just wrong.
Right.
But we'll see.
Yeah. And then Bo Nix goes to Denver.
I think the Michael Penix thing really fucked people up.
Yeah, it really threw people for a loop. So now the quarterback room in Denver is Zach Wilson and Bo Nix.
Bo Nix is 24, and he just didn't win.
Yeah.
Like, he was politely asked to leave Auburn, I'm pretty sure, and they stink.
Yeah. And then Brock Bowers fell a little bit, and by a little bit, about four picks to
Dude,
the Raiders.
I love the Raiders' mindset. They took Michael Mayer last year, who was also a tight end. They're like, fuck it, we're going to take the best player available.
Yeah.
Even though they have so many flaws.
Yeah.
I guess their defense will be pretty good.
And then we talk shit about the Vikings, so then I will let them have this, that getting Dallas Turner at 17 is an absolute steal.
Yeah, because we were looking at him at 9.
Value.
Yeah. But that's the only reason you know who Dallas Turner is. Other than he's a roll tight end.
Oh, so now you want to out me to all of our listeners and make me not real Phil, not a smart guy that can't be giving people advice.
I just don't want to ever give the Vikings credit other than Sam Darnold, all right?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, dude.
Yeah, you don't got nothing ever. Well, because you know Sam Darnold's going to win MVP. I was just a year too early.
All right, then here, I got it here for you. Graham Barton goes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that's exactly what they needed to help Baker Mayfield succeed. And you know where he went?
Florida.
Duke. Ooh. Fuck you.
Ooh, that's way too far, dude.
I know ball, dude.
How the hell did that work out just perfectly right there?
Yeah, because I know ball.
Dude, you don't, how did, you were, you just looked at it? How does he spell Graham?
G-A-G-R-A-H-A-M.
Yeah.
G-R-A-H-A-M. Yeah. Graham.
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 Whatever, dude.
Yeah. All right, let's get to Super Bowl. Terrible stuff. Yeah, oh, the Bears in four.
Hoops. The Thunder sweep the Pelicans. I'm not going to say it.
God damn it, dude. Yes, the Pelicans just honestly should have lost to the Kings.
Yeah.
Like, they're not a good team.
Zion Williams is just a piece of shit, dude. Like, that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Like, all year, they're not worried about basketball. They're worried about if Zion cares enough and if he's eating right.
Yeah.
This is the National Basketball Association.
Yeah.
This is what they're worrying about while they're trying to make a playoff run. They make it to the playoffs and they get swept, and you wonder why. That's why.
Yeah.
Their franchise player is not dependable. And right. Where did he go to college, Graham Barton?
Duke.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
I have nothing else to say about the Thunder.
Yeah, good. I do have one thing to say. I feel like Brandon Ingram's talents are just being wasted.
Mm. You could say that his talents are being wasted, or he's just not very good.
I'm choosing the way I said it.
I like that.
Thanks. Let's stay in the West.
Yeah, I got West, and then I'll go to East.
All right, perfect.
Clippers 2 are Mavs 2. I don't get the NBA, and that's okay. They both have looked like completely different teams every other game. So I can't tell you the read that I have on this series.
Yeah, I'm slowly talking myself into that the winner of this series goes to the championship.
Okay.
Because this is strides above any first round matchup. Like, even it's, you take the same matchup in the East and it's Cleveland, Orlando. Nobody's afraid of either of those.
Oh yeah,
teams.
Most exciting, most entertaining for sure.
So you come back to the 4-5 matchup in the West and it's Clippers, Dallas, and nobody wants to play either of them right now.
No, absolutely not.
So this being a first round matchup is just like, how much easier does it get for the winner of it?
Yeah.
You know, this bloodbath, and people can say like, oh, it's going to go 7, they're going to be tired. Yeah, but they were tired against 4 all-stars.
Right. Right. Totally. Great point.
So, and Kyrie, I saw a tweet where it's like, you show this to somebody in this, like, in the Renaissance era, and Kyrie would be killed for being a witch.
Yeah. Yeah. When he's on and we're just focused on basketball with him, it is a sight to see. He's an artist. He's absolutely an artist. And that's the one nice thing I will say about a Duke player today.
Yeah, very true. When the video was him going up to a contested layup of 3 hands, swallowing the ball. And then the next thing you know, he just hung out in the air for an extra 2 seconds and then moved his hand out and just laid it in.
Yeah, it really gave me bad, bad thoughts. It looked just like a certain someone whose last name rhymes with Morden. And his first name is the same first name as the guy who was taken with the 8th pick by the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll talk about another guy who reminds us like that guy right now.
The Minnesota Timberwolves sweep the Phoenix Suns.
I'll be damned.
Ant is Michael Jordan's son. There's no doubt about it.
There's no doubt about it, dude. And the funniest thing, we were talking about Zion Williamson and, like, does he care? And when Anthony Edwards was drafted, his, like, mind wasn't even, like, on basketball. And they were like, is this even a good investment? Does he care? Yeah, mic him up for 30 seconds on the court and you'll figure out he really does care.
He cares more than anybody else in the NBA.
Yeah.
Later, KD. That sucks. But, I mean, I'm not going to put the blame on anybody else when your favorite player loses. It just sucks.
4 games in a row.
Yeah. It's so embarrassing for the Suns. But the writing was kind of on the wall, and I just didn't see it because I'm blinded by Kevin Durant. They fucking suck at defense. They just suck at defense. Devin Booker, no defense. Kevin Durant, plays adequate defense solely because of his size, not his effort. And Bradley Beal, I don't know what's going on with Brad Beal. It was too good on paper to work in real life, the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, but that's also any team Kevin Durant's been on the last 5 years.
Sure.
Okay.
He's what he doesn't lack in basketball, he lacks in relationships.
Sure. And I know we've had discussions on Kevin Durant in the past, and that wasn't meant to be a slight.
I totally thought it was.
Yeah. So now I'm going back on it. But the last couple of teams, it's just not worked.
Yeah.
Because they've tried too many things. And it's like, if you want to realize Kevin Durant's Kevin Durant, put not the superstars around him.
Correct. Just and if I'm going to fucking slam LeBron, I have to slam Kevin Durant as well.
Right. And I know you hate the guy, but Russell Westbrook with Kevin Durant was exactly what he needed. I think a psychopath for the right times.
I think that might have ruined him. I think he's been trying to find
Russell,
the opposite of Russell, and he keeps finding that. But what he really needs is Russell.
Right.
Like when on a Saturday after I go golf, what I really need is my bed, but what I go find is a late night out.
Right. I find someone's apartment.
Exactly.
Yes.
Wow. Good. Nice.
Yeah, we're rocking and rolling. So I think Kevin Durant to the Thunder.
I'm not going to say it.
Shut up, dude. All right.
Wait, how are you going to tell me to shut up when I'm saying I'm not going to speak?
Yeah, you're right. The main thing is that the Thunder getting Kevin Durant back, granted, when they're already the best in the West.
And Russell Westbrook, why not?
Yeah, fuck it, dude.
Reunite him coming off the bench.
Reunited, and it feels so good. These Hall of Famers are riding pine.
Uh-huh.
Look at both of them smiling next to each other.
Oh.
Shea just dropped 47.
Uh-huh.
Thunder lose by 3.
Nice. We've talked about Kevin Durant way too much here. Anthony Edwards is freaking awesome. He talks his shit. He backs it up. Get ready for him to be around for a long time. And he, if you're playing against him, you're going to hate him. And if you're playing with him, you're going to love him.
Yeah.
So, Timberwolves might become my new team.
That's all right. I can be okay with that. And I love seeing the tweets where it was like, if Anthony Edwards keeps playing like this, don't be shocked when you see people wearing his shoes with jeans.
Yeah, that was good. His shoes are awful. They're atrocious. Yeah. But he's just the man. He's just the man. He's in there the other day with a friggin' Dago Tian in the interview, and he's just completely and utterly himself, and he's going to piss off a lot of recliner dads, but yeah. Not if they take the Timberwolves -3.
I love that.
The Nuggets gentlemen sweep the Lakers. Jamal Murray, 2-game winners. Very cool. I'm not surprised by this at all. I think LeBron's legacy is getting diminished by all this stuff, and it's just solely because of wins and losses. And I know he's played well, and they've been hurt, but his post-game conferences don't help him at all. And these are all the things that I've pointed out for forever as to why I don't like the guy on the court.
Right.
And I don't know. He's older. He's 38, and I get what he's doing is still super impressive, but what the fuck does that matter if you're not winning championships?
Right. And I the young guys have to step up because LeBron obviously is getting tired because he's 38.
Retire.
Yeah, but he's still so good.
Okay, then go put your freaking crown down and go play with an Anthony Edwards or go play with
Agreed.
A young team.
Agreed.
He's putting himself in these positions. So that's why I won't out him. I'm not totally. Mad at you.
Yeah.
I'm just mad at the world of basketball that just always gives him a pass.
Right. Like LeBron needs to be on the team where they're talking about, let's just say it's like, yeah, Anthony Edwards and Anthony Davis really put their foot up their ass and blah, blah, blah. And then some other guy on the talk show goes, and they have LeBron James.
Yeah. Do you know who he could help win a championship this year? The Indiana Pacers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm dead serious about that. And that's like how much I still respect him and his talent. I just think he keeps getting in his own way, and nobody talks about that enough.
What about the Mavericks?
Yeah. He could help them out a lot.
Dude, imagine Kyrie at the 1, Luka at the 2, LeBron at the 3, 4, but 5.
If those two lose together again,
yeah,
they might actually kill each other.
So true. But they wouldn't. That's the fun thing.
Yeah, and another thing is, like, to LeBron's defense, the Nuggets are really good.
Yeah, dude. Some of the moves that Jokic has just doesn't make sense. It's like, dude, if any big man just figured those out, you know?
Yeah, and it's not like he's even, like, changing his moves. It's just how slow he moves is always going to wow us.
Right.
So it's like, oh, that must be a new move. No, he just does it slower than everybody
right.
else.
Right. Defenders are now trying to predict the unpredictable in Jokic's layup package. And it's like, he's going to beat you if you try to predict.
The reason he can move so slow is because he knows the outcome.
Right. He's like, well, if I do this, that lethargically, then he's going to jump then. And guess what? I still have a pivot foot.
Yeah.
Joke's on you.
And when did you play the best when you were playing sports?
When there was no pressure.
And you were free, right?
Yeah.
He legitimately does not care. But yeah. He's also just mega, mega talented,
yeah.
Which we lacked. I'm not saying we weren't talented. We just weren't mega, mega talented.
Right, yeah.
And to be able to play as freely as he does and be that big and that skillful is just, there's no reason it'll stop, and there's no reason the Nuggets' success will stop until they play a certain team.
Anthony Edwards.
No.
I know.
The Celtics, 3. Heat 1. And I'm going to sound a little crazy here, but okay. Just bear with me. I don't know how the Heat won a game.
Yep.
The Celtics have dominated them since, but I still can't get my mind off them losing one without Jimmy playing.
Agreed. James and I talked about this. I Jimmy not playing, I think we're running into another problem with the Celtics. Like, you can't just let the Heat win a game.
Yeah.
Like, the 1 seed is supposed to sweep the 8 seed.
Right.
And regardless of who's on it, you're the 1, they're the 8, you're the odds-on favorite to win the championship, win every game.
Right. And then this just shows that there's a chink in the armor.
Agreed.
Sorry, Shane Gillis.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and I understand everybody else's argument is going to be like, hey, they've won by 20 and dominated the rest of the time. I'm like, I get it. I just can't get my mind off game 2.
Right. They still lost at home.
Yeah.
They lost at home as the best team in the NBA.
Yeah. And I went from 4,000% confidence to 399.999%, which I thought would be impossible this year.
Yeah. I don't think the Celtics can do it this year now. That's my draft. No, that's how far I'm going.
Understood.
So now it's the Mavericks sweep the Celtics in the championship.
Oh, wow. All right.
No, the Celtics just definitely aren't winning it this year.
Yeah.
You can't not sweep the 8th seed. You just can't.
Without their best player.
It can't happen. So Celtics, sorry, but you're not the champions,
dude,
of the NBA.
A lot of people are feeling the same way. Like Hank, big Celtics fan. He's just like, I'm not getting cocky anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is what that loss does. And in the end, we could look like psychopaths, but that's what we are. Psychopath freaking sports fans.
Yeah.
Another game another series that's making me go psycho. It's Cavs 2, Magic 2. Here's another nice thing about a Duke guy. Paolo Banchero is going to be a humongous problem if he stays healthy and dedicated. There's no signs to saying that he won't, but I have to put that out there because my takes do hold weight with the public. I don't know if that's true, but all right.
Yeah. Don't get too giddy over there.
You know it's a trigger word. The series sucks. I hope it ends.
Yeah. See, this is another problem. Is that we're talking all this shit about the Celtics, and then they're going to dog walk the winner of this.
Yeah.
And then they're going to sweep them, and I'll be like, why were we worried?
Yeah. I hope so, because we're in a situation where the Cavs, ew, gross, fuck them. Magic, awesome, you made it here. And we're excited about the future for you. But this year, not excited about either of them. I want them both to go away.
Yep.
Pacers 3, Bucks 1. I don't know, dude. Fucking play through injuries. This is the playoffs.
Yeah. I know they're like very serious sprains for Giannis and Dame, and I honestly don't think they could come back to a point where it would help and it would just hurt their future as people. Like calf strain and then Achilles strain. Like if Dame does one false move, Achilles is done. He's out for a year. He comes back as a 90-year-old and he tries to Dame time everybody. And it's like, dude, your time is actually up.
Yeah, but the only reason I can't stand for that is that people forget, like, we give athletes a little too much leeway now.
Oh,
agreed. We didn't give them enough, and now we're giving them too much. This is how everything happens in life.
Yeah.
Now we're going to find a healthy median. I don't want to hear about what your plan is next year.
Right.
This is your job. If I just decided tomorrow, I'm not really feeling it for the 2024. And I have a little bit of a strain in my pinky, so I can't type. So I'm not going to show up to work anymore. I'll get you back next year, boss.
Yeah, I got you. Don't
Without
worry.
Even trying?
Yeah.
I'm sure they're practicing. Just, I don't know, man. This is your job. We're paying millions of dollars. The consumers are the reason you make so much money.
Yeah.
So I'm allowed to complain. I pay your fucking salary, pal.
Agreed. So.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry at all. Yeah, sorry for the microphone having to take your voice and plug it into a little SD card so that I can edit it later.
Sorry for cursing. What's up, brother?
What the fuck? But the Pacers, people forget. They were in the in-season tournament championship. And I said, watch out.
Oh, God. LeBron's legacy. We lost the fucking... Oh, man.
There's honestly, like, Tyrese Halliburton could never make a shot, and I'd still love the guy.
Yeah.
Dude, he's, you know what sucks is that you have to sweat out a double-double by him by the points.
Yeah, I know.
He'll have 14 assists and 8 points, and he'll have 8 points for a whole quarter, and you'll be like, just lay it up. Just get fouled. Like, do something.
There's probably someone out there smarter than me who's going to hate what I say here because I know he shoots well from three and shoots a good field goal percentage.
Not really.
Someone's got to talk to him about the way he shoots. Like, he's a professional basketball player and he's shot putting it out there.
Yeah.
And they're going to beat the fucking Bucks in the first, and they're going to play more playoff games and he's going to play a lot of more NBA games in his life.
Yeah. He's like the name brand. Jordan Poole.
You're not allowed to shoot like that.
Yeah.
He's got to stop.
Yeah, he's got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Dude, that was my downfall. I figured out my jump shot after I was done playing basketball.
I think it was more you started caring about your jump shot after.
Yeah, I was like, oh, wait,
basketball.
I can't just like, I rolled my ankle too many times flying through the lane.
You would have played through it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I played through every ankle sprain ever. You ever heard of an ankle brace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Giannis.
Yeah. So, I want the Pacers to win, but I think Pacers-Knicks won't... I guess it could be fun, but, like, the West is so much more fun. Like,
yeah, the East sucks.
Yeah. The Timberwolves and Nuggets is going to be way better than any matchup we get from the East.
I don't want to watch an East game.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I don't want to watch the Celtics play the Cavs or the Magic. I don't want to watch the Pacers play the Knicks or the Sixers.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch the Celtics play the Knicks.
Never eat soggy waffles.
I don't want to watch the Celtics play the Pacers.
I'm trying to think of you know, when you had to figure out the compass and it was never eat soggy waffles. I'm trying to figure it out if you go backwards. So, like, never want.
Well, wouldn't you start with South then?
No. I mean, like, ending with East instead of ending with West and waffles.
You could still end with East and start with South. You can go SWNE.
True. So
what? Not Easter.
So what?
Easter.
Wait, here it is. So what? Not the East. There it is.
Knock this.
Come on.
3-2-1. So what? Not the East.
Yeah, we nailed it.
Knicks 3-1. I mean, I don't know. The Knicks don't even have Randall. Someone needs to help Embiid, but also, like, if Embiid wants to be in those great talks. They don't lose to the Knicks without Randall. But what got me amped up is that this is what Tom Thibodeau has been cooking up in his deep, dark lab with Jimmy Butler all this time, and people are like, oh, it just can't work.
Yeah, that's why Taj Gibson comes back every blue moon.
Exactly. And they're like, oh, it just can't work. It just can't work. I think he might have found his formula.
Yeah. I mean, Josh Hart, what, a point or 4 points and something, and then 17 rebounds? That's your shooting guard, small forward.
Mm-hmm.
And he's your main rebounder next to Hartenstein.
Joel Embiid's 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
And Josh Hart has 17 rebounds?
Yeah.
Not my center.
Not my center.
We don't have one. But yeah.
Vucevic is a shooting guard.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you could probably just blame Tobias Harris because he's not pulling his weight, but it's also like Joel Embiid can't play in the fourth quarter, and he's just not reliable and dependable.
Yeah, I mean, Otto Porter Jr., Tobias Harris, kind of same. It's like, what are you doing hanging around here so much? Like, are you really going to be a determining factor?
I think Tobias Harris is worse than Otto Porter Jr. because people have believed in him way longer than Otto Porter Jr.
Yeah, but like you say those two names, and it's kind of like,
for sure.
Yeah,
but I'm saying, how is Tobias Harris getting away with it longer?
Yeah. He can't keep getting away with this.
Exactly.
Yeah, Knicks. Do you think they win tonight?
No.
Oh, really?
I don't know if they win this series.
Whoa!
I know.
Whoa!
But it would just be awesome if it didn't. That didn't happen. I think the 76ers could come back and win this series because I just refuse to believe that the way the Knicks play, even though I just said Tom Thibodeau has been cooking this up for 15 years without Julius Randle, that Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris, see, I'm doing it now again here, and Joel Embiid could lose to this team. I just don't see how it can happen.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that they're going to win. They're up 44-34 right now.
The Sixers?
No, the Knicks.
Oh, boy.
And the Magic and the Cavs are tied at 4.
At halftime?
Roasted Nuktus. Dude, that was sick.
I don't care. I still Roasted think the Sixers nerds. Have a chance.
Because
why not?
Yeah. Can you explain to me why I'm starting to like Jalen Brunson?
Because...
Is it like the small guy syndrome?
For sure.
Okay.
And nobody likes Philadelphia. And he's playing without his star. Like... Everything's against him, and he just keeps showing up. And he's consistently scoring 30, 40 points. Like,
yeah, and this Villanova trio that they got going on, I know, Villanofon, more like it, exactly. Roasted. But DiVincenzo, Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart. They
might
be Villa some fun.
They might be. There might be some fun going on.
Yeah.
What if freaking like Jay Wright comes back and be an assistant coach next year? I kill myself.
I know one of his fraternity brothers. all right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Let's get to the hockey pucks.
Puck.
It looks like I have a lot here, but it'll be quick.
Well, here's Canuck this.
Yeah. First series we'll start with is Dallas, 9.9 out of 10 chance. 2.
Still believe that?
Yes. Vegas, 8 out of 10 chance, 2. So, series is tied 2-2. I probably should have looked at the series before I made these chances, but this is how you know when it's raw and it's emotional.
Right.
The Vegas Knights are right where we want them. And Vegas is cheaters, so I'm not worried.
That every time I lose a bet.
No, but they do this thing with Mark Stone where they kick him out of their team for like 3 months so they don't have to pay a salary cap, and then they could trade and get more players. It's not really cheating. It's the lay of the law. It's just a stupid rule. And then he comes back and scores a goal in game one. Dallas loses both games at home and then wins both games away. So it's just like, fucking, this team is versatile. They're gritty. And they're going to go back home. And there's absolutely no way that they lose at home tomorrow, I believe the game is. And honestly, I'm not worried at all. I feel super confident in the 9.9 out of 10 chance. I hate the fact that I gave Vegas an 8 out of 10 chance because they have a 0 out of 10 chance.
Yeah. Okay. Just check and see who's winning right now.
I think they play tomorrow.
Yeah. It's the Maple Leafs game and the Islanders game. We'll talk about those when they come up.
Avs, they're my sleeper, LOL. They're up 3-1 on Winnipeg, who had a 4.9 out of 10 chance. Winnipeg had everyone fooled, not me. Avs' first line is so dumb. McKinnon, Nishkin, and Rantanen is just like fucking so top-heavy. For all those people who don't listen, those three players are really, really, really good, and they're all on the same team, and they're going to score a lot of goals. And the Avs are my sleeper, so...
Yeah, and I want the Avs to face off against the Canucks.
Yeah.
To head to the big show.
Yeah. Is that not going to happen? Dallas is going to play against Colorado, and then the Canucks will play against the Oilers, it looks like.
Yeah. 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 I know.
Oh.
I want.
No, I know. What? But, like, why would you want something that you can't have?
Because that's legitimately how I get through life.
As I said that, I realized that I just really fucked myself over. speaking of that, Canucks, 9 out of 10 chance.
Yep.
They're up 3-1 on the Predators, who had a 5 out of 10 chance. I really wish I was Pat. It would be so fun to be a fan of this team.
Yeah.
And
also, who doesn't want a Predator to lose?
Sort of me, but I get where you're going with that because I like a lot of the guys on their team. They just aren't better than the Canucks because maybe nobody is.
Big Thunder fan, huh?
Don't take it easy. the Canucks are doing this all this with their backup and backup goalie. So
cool.
I don't know if I forget Demko is the guy's name. I don't know if he's coming back. He's their starting goalie, and then DeSmith is their backup. And then I don't know who the other guy is who played the other night, but they won with him. So if you're winning like this against a formidable Predators team with your backup goalie, and then say just your backup comes back, you're a scary team.
Yeah, and it's funny because you'd think, and I hate for every sports analogy to go back to the godforsaken team that I root for. They're all professional for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, there are better professionals than the professionals on your team.
Right.
To have multiple at one position that are so good and so sound has to be a luxury that I, as a fan of Chicago teams, have never really gotten.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It is. Except for the Blackhawks goalies.
Correct. Oilers, 7.8 out of 10 chance, are up 3-1 against the Kings, who had a 3.9 out of 10 chance.
We were so right about the Kings.
Yes, we were. But this does feel like the Heat beating the Celtics in one game, like the Oilers losing to the Kings.
Yeah.
Connor McDavid is so good. I've been watching a lot of hockey, and I wish I had more for you and more for the people, but it's just simply that Connor McDavid is so good.
Yeah. Hockey is one of the most fun sports to watch when you don't know anything, because the visual of watching I got Bedard on the mind. You get to watch Connor McDavid, and you might not even know what number he is.
Yeah, he just comes out.
And you see him take the puck from the back of the ice, and you see him pass both blue lines, and you go, whoa, that guy's really fast. He probably is that Connor guy that I've heard in the news. And then he scores, and you're like, there it is, Connor McDavid. Yeah, see, I can see that on the ice, like in real time. I can be like, that's the best player on the ice.
That's why hockey's so cool to me, is that you don't have to know anything, and you could just know who the best players are.
Right.
That would be so cool to feel like honestly. Even as much as I watch, I have a faint idea of who the player is, but you can't see numbers, you can't see faces, you don't really know.
Because they're all moving so fast.
That's why betting goal scores is always the best, because you're like, what's
Yeah, you it? Wait till the name line comes up, and you're like,
you win twice if it's him.
Yeah.
And you lose three times, once, which sucks, but it's a double loss. To the East, the Panthers, 8.5 out of 10 chance. Gentlemen sweep the Lightning, who I gave a 9 out of 10 chance because I did not realize that the Lightning were playing the Panthers. So this is my first big bugaboo, but that's okay. We're 9 out of 10. Panthers are scary, really fucking scary. I hope Stamkos doesn't retire. Bobrovsky is nuts. He's the goalie for the Panthers. I want 4 Tkachuks and a Bedard. That's all I want the Hawks to be. I want 4 Matthew Tkachuks and Bedard. That's it.
Wow.
He's the perfect player. He's just the perfect player.
He went, and I know we talk about the Matt Stafford and Clayton Kershaw high school thing. Tkachuk went to high school with another freak athlete, and I want to say it's Jason Tatum.
Yes, because his dad played for the Blues.
Yeah.
So they lived in St. Louis. Yeah, that's right.
Awesome.
So
people got to talk about that more.
Nobody talks about it enough.
Tkachuk and Jason Tatum.
Two people who spell their names with whatever reason wrong. But yeah.
Tatum.
we're finally maybe going to get an answer off our list from 4 years ago that comes around because the Panthers could turn it on and off. They are a team, the only team that scares me against Dallas.
Wow, this is like your Nuggets Celtics.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Bruins, 7 out of 10 chance, are up 3-1 on Toronto, who I gave a 2 out of 10 chance, so you're welcome, folks.
Wow, Brady!
The Toronto Cowboys. Matthews has been sick, and Nylander was going through migraines, which in hockey terms I believe is cocaine. Because Johnny Toews went through the same thing. I believe Kaner went through the same thing.
Dude, migraines are such a real thing. And for them to just be like, yeah, he's fighting a coke hangover, dude.
Yeah.
Be like, what? Yeah, dude. If you do cocaine, your head's going to hurt for 3 days. Yeah. Dude, like really bad.
And I think these are all crazy stories, but a lot of hockey guys get in a lot of trouble for a lot of things, so I'm just not putting it out of the picture. And with Mr. Nylander, if I'm wrong, I'm very sorry. I'm just speculating. It's all alleged.
Alleged. Erroneous.
So that'll be another excuse for Toronto Maple Leafs to bring into the offseason with another shortened season.
I will say right now, Maple Leafs Bruins are tied at 1 in the second.
Yeah. Toronto could get a game, but they're not going to win this series because they've already set themselves back.
They already got a game. They could get another one?
No, like I'm saying, they could get another game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, gotcha.
But they're not getting 3 in a row. Rangers, 9.5 out of 10 chance. Sweep the Caps, who had a 0 out of 10 chance. Duh. Mm-hmm. Hope Ovi doesn't retire, but it may be time. But also, I didn't say that because there will be a Russian person in front of my house. The Rangers are real good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got everything. Hurricanes, 8.5 out of 10 chance, are up 3-1 on the Islanders, who also had a 0 out of 10 chance.
Fun fact, they're also up 3-1 in the first period.
Oh boy. Thanks for coming out, Islanders. Sorry to the Borellis. made this earlier, still holds. The series is over. Canes are the favorite to win it all. I don't really understand that. Not solely because of the Stars, but that will probably change when the Stars win their series.
Yeah. You obviously weren't on mic to talk about the absolute collapse of a 3-0 goals lead for the Islanders. Since you've been away dealing with sickness, I know you did movies. Has there been anything over the past couple of days, week, that you really need to get off your chest, or have you gone full, like, I'm good? You nailed it. You're good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
You got some?
No.
All right, cool.
Dude, I just want to end this whole thing on the same page as we started, which was understand when the day's about you and understand when the day's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to a wedding and it's your wedding, it's your day. Nobody else's.
And if you go to a funeral, not your day either.
Yeah, don't take pictures.
No, no, no pictures.
No, leave your phone. Have some fun.
Oh, well, I guess I have some things now that we're talking about.
Thank you.
Enjoy your life. Enjoy the moment.
It sounds like we're breaking up.
We are not. enjoy your life. Enjoy the moment. Put your phone down in all situations. Do not let the selfishness that runs ravaged throughout this world at where we're at in the world, don't let it get to you. I know it's easy to just dive into that and be like, if they're doing it, I'm going to do it. I need you. I need all of you loyal listeners to stick with me. Stay completely unselfish. Take some time for yourself, but not more than you take for other people, because this world is going in a place where I don't like it.
Yeah.
And I need all of you. I need you all to put your best foot forward because I know how fucking impossible it is. Stay unselfish. Don't get greedy and care about the people that are next to you, because that's the only thing that matters. It's the only thing that matters.
Battle's easier when it's not just one. Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Come on.
Let's go, Bulls. Maybe next year. Stars.
Stars. Canuck around if you fudge.
Canuck if you buck. What?
And we didn't say his name the entire podcast. Jerry Reinsdorf, figure something out or get the fuck out of my face. This has been Season 13, Episode 8 of the Washed Up Podcast. Music by Pat Mallers and Chef Charles. Feels so good. Peace, love, and happiness. Feels so good.
Shot City, come on and ride with me. Get high and catch a vibe with me. This music that make you feel good. Do it for the real ones. Do it while I still can. This is for the real fans. We're singing along with the set of light shows. I know, I'm so fly, don't you think so too? Shorty tryna come through to kick it like Kung Fu. On the block cruise with the sunroof open. I'm the one who everybody love. Everybody wanna be like me. I cha-cha real smooth. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I break rules and raise roofs. Sit great goose with great juice. I make moves when I'm making music and hang loose, homie. Fall back like I don't. Okay, I gotta go right. Out la dee da dee do. I feel fucking awesome. Get it, got it, good, good. Get it, got it, good. Get it, got it, good, good. Get it, got it, good. Fall back like I don't. Okay, I gotta go right. Out la dee da dee do. I feel fucking awesome.
I'ma tell you all why. Ain't felt like this for a long time. Can't think with the wrong mind. Can't drift to the wrong tide. Can't sink if it's all dry. Land, one day you gotta learn to fly. Curve the plot, cook it up, serve it hot. Shorty thick like a car bomb. Oh Lord, won't quit till it's all mine. On God,
I've been steady trying to get in my way. That's the only way that I get down. Ever since I focused on my mindset.
Fucking awesome. Get it, got it, good, good. Get it, got it, good. Get it, got it, good, good. Get it, got it, good. Fall back like I don't. Okay, I gotta go right. Out la dee da dee do. I feel fucking awesome. Get it, got it, good, good. Get it, got it, good. Get it, got it, good, good. Get it.